what was the thing that you said about, you know, if Florida played Oregon State, they would win by 100 points?
You know, at the time I thought that. Listen.
What is the Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports of Stuff show, the Kings of Sports, or Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. Yeah, that was...
not rusty at all.
You know, us coming back, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have technical difficulties. So normally we record Wednesday from 3 to 4, or Monday, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. And yeah, so I got a new camera for us to record on, and the camera lens, because I'm not a... I even know nothing about cameras, so it was, really? that was a mistake to start off with. I ended up buying a camera, but it sucked, so I had my grandma return it and give me another one. And this one's better, but and this one was like $1,000 or something. But the camera, like the lens for it, kind of it's really zoomed in, and I didn't realize that until before we started to record. And the only lens that we had in the studio was this one that Taya had at her apartment. So I had to drive there, and that was a fun time. But we got a new mixer board, too, over there. So that should be fun to, like, roll out as well for, like, if we wanted to do, like, just random things in the, you know, in the video. So that should be fun. We, from this point on, we're probably going to be more we're going to get, like, little bit more consistent and more updates, or like more improvements, I guess, to this show. So it should be really fun. Only up from here. So yeah, I think that's all the updates.
Well, we hit 10K over break.
I think we hit beforehand.
Was it? I could have sworn it was over break.
I don't remember. We hit 10K eventually. It was sometime.
At some point we did.
Yeah. So
I think we're at like 10.5 now.
Yeah, I think so. But I think we're going to be pushing more YouTube, I guess, with the whole episodes and, like, the clips and everything. So, yeah, should be really awesome. Still glad we got 10K. We're still just, you know, minor improvements. But, yeah, we're back as well. I think our first semester at Boise State started this week. I mean, nothing really different. I feel like this, classes always suck, and then I'm always like, I wish this was just like a class. Like, I didn't have to do the classes of college. I just was able to do this. Like,
well, yeah, I think everyone wishes they didn't have to do that part.
Yeah, like, and it kind of sucks too because, like, I mean, I feel like for me specifically, my major kind of sucks to the point where it's like, I mean, this is kind of my major. So... yeah. Any updates from you?
Like, nah.
What happened over break? Nothing. You got tattoos.
I got a tattoo over break.
I swear you got like 3 or 4. I feel like you always were posting at like...
I got one, but I got 2 over Thanksgiving break.
Oh. I felt like you like kept on posting like always, like you at the barber shop or you at the tattoo place or whatever.
Well, I only got one new one. It was a little spur of the moment, but I love it.
What is it?
It's a snake wrapped around a sword on my tricep, completed my half sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sweatshirt weather outside right now, so.
Yeah, I wasn't as interesting. I don't even have a tattoo.
I mean, that's all I did. Other than that, I played basketball every day, and that's it.
Man, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't really that interesting. I had my cousins from California come in, and I saw the youngest one, who is 6 now, when he was just born. So, like, it's been, like, 5 or 6 years. And the other one's 8, so he was, like, 3 or 4 or something. And it was so weird because, like, I don't know. It was, like, there's so many parallels between me and my brother that I saw with them. And it was just, like... but we're also babysitting the whole time, so it was kind of like, that was the sucky part, but
yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, we're back with the sports episode, so We didn't have the chance to cover Boise State, I don't think, because our last one was a Steph episode. So
right,
yeah, on to Boise State.
Yeah, well, the football team. This feels like forever ago now, but won the bowl game over North Texas by 3.
That was way closer than it should have been.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
JT and Green both balled out on the ground, and honestly, that was kind of the whole, all that was notable in the box score.
Yeah.
It was a pretty entertaining game to watch. North Texas was, they seemed a little dirty.
Yeah. You know,
they did. A couple cheap shots there, but ended up getting the win. And then got some good news that Helani's going to be returning next year. So that three-headed rushing attack is going to be back for another season.
I just saw that JL Skinner, he got invited to the Reese's Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whew. And then, funny story, the other photographer that works here, I'm close friends with them, and they texted me yesterday about how they posted a photo of JL Skinner, and then JL Skinner reposted it on his story. It took asked for the photos and DMs, and then posted it on his like account, and then followed her. And I'm like,
nice.
I'm like, dude, I've been trying this for get him like for him to follow me for like the past like a solid year and a half.
After the Wyoming game, I put something on my Instagram story. And, like, tagged him in the story, and he liked the story. He ain't follow me, but, you know.
Yeah. I had one time where I was in the press box, and I saw it was against Oklahoma, and the guy was trying to fight him. And I posted a video, and I was like, they don't want the smoke, JL.
Dude, oh, but after this game, I posted the final score and tagged North Texas.
Oh, yeah.
The North Texas football account saw it. So that made so me funny. Happy.
Like, yeah. Oh, well.
Other than football, basketball team looks pretty good.
Like, yeah, we were destroyed Utah State. That was the biggest thing.
It wasn't close. Yeah, won by 23, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On the road against UNLV tonight, which is a pretty big game. Both teams 11-4, I want to say. Yeah, I mean, the team is better than we expected it to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be that much worse than last year. I still would give the edge to last year's team as of now, but team looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost halfway through the regular season, so.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting because we carried a ton of momentum last season to where we don't really have that luxury this season because no one really cared for the basketball team at the beginning of the season last year. And then we went on the streak, and then the streak got crazy. Everyone was talking about us. And then we carried the streak momentum, even though we lost it. We carried that like momentum that was built up into the championships, which we ended up, you know, winning. And I think that that's something we lack this year is that kind of, like, hype momentum that is kind of built up.
I don't know
up.
If that's necessarily a problem, though. We've been more consistently good than last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because last year it was a lot of ups and not a lot of downs, but there were some downs and losing
streaks. The downs were really bad.
Especially the beginning of the year.
Oh, the free throws. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was so bad. We had, like, 53 free throw.
It was rough, man. Every week we would get on here and talk about free throws. But
it was so bad.
Yeah, I would say the lows haven't been as low this season. Highs haven't been as high.
We've been a little bit more consistent, just good. In general.
Because it started off super slow last year.
I don't...
It wasn't quite as bad this year.
I'm still nervous about, like, March Madness. Do you think we'd get in?
If the season ended today, no. But long way to go.
It will be interesting to see because
the Mountain West is a good basketball conference this year.
Yeah,
like not just because they play bad team. Like this is a good conference this year.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if 4 or 5 Mountain West teams make the tournament.
I think only 3 on last time: us, San Diego State, and then Colorado.
Wyoming made it.
No, I think they didn't. They do like the play-in thing.
I mean, that counts.
Does that count? Okay.
They made it. But. I wouldn't be surprised if 4 or 5 teams make it, and as we know, the conference champion gets an automatic bid, so that's the most surefire way for a team like us to make it, is to win the conference championship. But, since the Mountain West is good, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to earn, like, key wins. So there is a universe where we don't win our championship but still make the tournament. If the season ended today, we wouldn't be in, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's I was kind of thinking about this a little bit going back to like the football team, everyone over break was talking about how they're afraid of Talen transferring. But then he ended up posting, I think it was like 2 days before Christmas, like Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah.
Or something.
It was like his agent or something that did something stupid and said some dumb thing on Twitter, and it didn't have any legs. It wasn't actually true.
Yeah, like, I think I'm pretty sure Talen's going to stay. I don't think there was any.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I think it was his mom that came out on Twitter and said, like, yeah, Talen's not going anywhere.
Well, I don't think there was any really reports. No one was hearing about Talen, like, wanting to transfer or anything like that. I think it was just speculation.
He just made it up.
Yeah, like, I think people just made that thing up because they thought, you know, upcoming star, he has to transfer. Like, I think that's what kind of built it off of it, because, you know, kind of like upcoming stars normally head to other places.
This is not a bad situation, though, because with the new playoff rule going into effect, and the top-ranked group of five champion getting an auto bid, I think it is this next season.
I thought it was 2024.
I did, too, but someone was telling me that it was next season. Either way, it'll be while Talen's here.
Yeah.
And so he'll have a legitimate chance to host a playoff game at this school. And we got several like Power Five transfers through the portal. And
well, Helani's keep staying. We have like the top three with Genty.
We flipped a couple.
Alistair, McAllister.
We flipped a couple of people's commitments, like one from Nevada, one from Fresno, flipped to us.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Team looks pretty good, man.
Yeah. Should be really interesting, I think. But heading on to normal, you know, college football playoffs.
Yeah.
This was crazy.
For a while, it looked like the best college football playoff by far.
Yeah.
And then,
until the championship game happened.
And then the championship happened. Yeah. So in round one, Jonah was right.
Yeah.
TCU upset Michigan 51-45. I don't know how that happened. Well, I do know. TCU's defense scored twice.
Yeah.
Michigan, it was.
J.J. McCarthy looked up and down.
Very
the
up
whole
and very down.
Game.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And the downs really cost him.
Yeah.
And no one could tackle, especially on the Michigan side. Yep. Michigan's defense and like secondary have been much better than this all year. And then they let Quentin Johnson take a 2-yard drag route 80 yards to the house. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
That was where the game kind of ended to me.
Well,
but
I think the issue was, and this, you kind of see this sometimes, where bad reffing results in a loss of momentum.
Yeah,
I don't
think you can blame it on the refs.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Michigan lost this game.
In this scenario, I feel like it is because they had so many chances to come back too.
Yeah.
Like, I think even because really close by the end.
The call most people are arguing is obviously the touchdown versus down at the one call, which can be argued. It's debatable.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a clear answer there. I would have probably kept it a touchdown. I don't think there's enough to, because it was called a touchdown on the field.
Yeah.
So I think they should have overturned
it.
But I can see the logic in overturning it. I can see it.
Yeah. I felt like he bobbled it, and then he got actual possession in the end
probably
zone.
Yeah. That being said, you got the ball first and goal on the 1-yard line,
you fumbled
and fumbled it away.
That's kind of your
you
fault.
Don't deserve the touchdown.
Yeah,
like, if so, I don't know, you had the chance. You had to get like 5 inches to get in the end zone.
Yeah, and they put it like right there too. It wasn't like
right,
it wasn't, it was,
you could have
not like
QB
a solid yard
that
yeah
in your sleep. But
Oh, well.
Yeah, so I don't think the refs are fully to blame, but
what do you think about people saying, oh, now that TCU got blown out, this is a reason why they shouldn't have been in the playoffs?
No, okay. Here's how I see it. They deserved to be in the playoff, and they deserved to be in the championship, but they weren't one of the four best teams in the country, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, resume-wise, they went undefeated, okay? They beat some really good teams. And then they won the semifinal game. They deserved to be there, but they obviously were not a top two team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Michigan and TCU played 5 times, Michigan wins 4 of them.
Yeah.
TCU got them at the right time, and credit to them. TCU and Ohio State's the better team.
Yeah.
I would say Bama would beat TCU head to head. Yeah, they weren't a top two team, but they deserve to be there. So I think it goes both ways.
I think it's interesting because everyone I see is discrediting DCU because they got blown out. But it's like they beat Michigan. They got there. Like,
yeah, I mean, they deserve to be there.
Yeah.
They just, they I think just it was got just beat a, by a better team.
I think it was just a really bad matchup for TCU. If they played Ohio State, I think they would have been a better matchup for TCU.
They should have. It should have been Georgia TCU in the first round. I don't think there's any reason TCU should have been the 3 and Ohio State the 4.
Yeah. I think it was it just because of the... It should
have been Ohio State, Michigan first round versus and TCU, Georgia, and then Ohio State, Georgia in all likelihood in the championship, I think.
And, I mean, Ohio State was just one field goal away from beating Georgia. Yeah. And
right. So, yeah, Georgia survived Ohio State 42-41. It was a last-second field goal, like, as the clock struck midnight in Ohio.
Crazy.
And it, like, landed as the ball dropped, which is crazy.
Yeah, it was...
It wasn't close. He hooked it way left.
Yeah.
Stroud and Stetson Bennett put on a show. Like, that was incredible. Stetson Bennett had, like, 4 touchdowns, I think, and Stroud balled out. Stroud, for, like, the first time ever, showed that he could run, which was cool. Yeah, great, great game, and was ultimately the national championship, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Both of those teams were winning.
Yeah. I think that was, I didn't really give much credit to Michigan. I didn't think they were going to be that good enough to win. I did have a worry if they were to win and Ohio State were to win. I don't know because...
That could have gone either way.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting matchup.
I kind of wanted to see that.
Yeah, but that would have been
Georgia
crazy.
Was just far and away the best team.
Yeah, I think so too.
They're building something really special.
Man, and with as TCU we said, for the next 5, I'm just kidding, or with Stetson Bennett.
Georgia beats TCU 65-7 in the championship.
Yep.
Georgia opened up a 10-0 lead, and then TCU scored a touchdown, and we're like, okay, they're fighting, like maybe, and then...
Instantly right after,
and then Georgia scored 55 in a row.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They even went for it on 4th down.
Like, I love it. I love it.
It was bad. It was...
Kirby Smart, man. I gotta love him. Stetson Bennett put up 6 total touchdowns in his final college game at the ripe old age of 45. He's 25.
All of those memes are so funny.
He's 25. I'm really curious to see what happens to him in April.
I don't think... Okay.
I think... I mean, he's 25 and a lower ceiling quarterback, so you wouldn't think he's drafted.
I don't.
But there's a chance he could sneak into day 3, I think.
I don't think he's going as early as day 3 or as late as day 3.
I think he's not going to be a top 3 round pick.
It's rough because I could see an argument for him going earlier on because, yeah, he did have a really great season. He is older. Which does mean that
he'll be 26
more mature
this season.
Yeah,
that also means he's in his prime.
I mean, with Kenny Pickett, like...
Kenny Pickett was 22, 23 maybe?
Like, I think quarterbacks care a little bit, or teams will care a little bit more about maturity than younger, I think. I think some teams will care about that.
I think age is a big deal.
Yeah, but everyone makes a big deal about everything. Like, small hands. People make a random
That's
argument.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, but what? Joe Burrow with his hands. Everyone said he had super small hands, and then all of a sudden, what? He's champion AC championship. Kenny Pickett
he's great.
Looks really good, and he has small hands. What? You cannot say Kenny Pickett hasn't
really
looked
good.
The last, he's looked good. He's looked good.
He had a couple good drives in a game.
As a rookie,
he made some impressive throws.
Yeah, it's
he
not
has
like
not looked good though.
It's not like his hands were the end all be all of that. Like,
Who knows? That's
kind of ridiculous.
That was a valid concern. He fumbled like 100 times in college and had tiny hands. That was a valid thing to be worried about.
I think Stetson Bennett, teams aren't going to care that he's 25 years old because, especially now, what you get an extra 1 or 2 years for. College quarterbacks, quarterbacks are playing until they're 35, 36, so you're still going to have a solid 10 years with them.
He's 30 years old at the end of his rookie contract.
I think that's perfectly fine. people are going to be like, okay.
He's already in his prime.
I think it's a good, people are going to feel like it's going to be a fine opportunity for
him. If
them.
He gets drafted, it should be like sixth round at the earliest.
I think.
Earliest.
I don't think he's going sixth round.
There's
a
lot of,
several
quarterbacks that should go well before him.
I think maybe quarterbacks should, but by the fact that Georgia made it to the championship and won it back to back, and he was on the best team.
I don't think that really matters that much.
I think it does. Like, I think it shows, like, he was on the best team and he was able to do really well.
The draft is much less about actual college success now and more about physical traits, and he doesn't have that. Look at Will Levis. Kentucky wasn't very good this year. Will Levis himself wasn't that good this year, and he probably will be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, I think that is a sign that he's not going to do as well. I don't think Will Levis is going to do well. I think he has bust written all over him, if I'm
going to be
honest.
Yeah, that's what everyone said about Josh Allen.
No, but I think Josh Allen is a little bit different. I think
Josh Allen was not very good coming out of college.
I think
he was not a good prospect.
I don't know.
But he had tools, like Will Levis does, like Anthony Richardson does. They have tools. And that's what teams are looking for.
I think with quarterbacks, it's really hard to tell because,
no one ever knows.
I think it really matters more about where you land than it does where, like, I mean, it depends on the success.
But they both definitely matter a lot.
Like, I think if Zach Wilson landed on a team that wasn't the Jets, I think he would do a little bit better. I think he'd be decent.
Yeah,
like,
better.
Well, if he landed on the Patriots, I think he would do all right. I think if the Jets, I think the reason is because he just forces throws. Like, I don't.
He did that in college, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to tell.
He did that in college. It was just working because he wasn't playing against
he was playing
great
for
competition.
BYU, yeah. Like, I mean, we'll just have to see. I'm pretty sure we'll go a little
bit
Zach more
Wilson
into.
Zach Wilson at two. He's creative.
He should not have gone for two. I'm just
and why, like, is that? Because his physical traits were not there. The arm isn't there.
I don't think it was more of a knock on him. I think if anything, he shouldn't. I think Justin Fields should have been the second quarterback off
Lawrence
the board.
Was locked into one as he should have been.
I think it should have been Lawrence Fields, and that's how it should have been.
Wilson should have been the worst of the five. Honestly,
I think. Mac Jones had an argument. I think it should have been at least off the board, if you count it. I think it should have been, Lawrence, Fields. I'm fine with Lance being there. And I think maybe it's iffy between Zach Wilson and Mac Jones.
Going into that draft, I had Lawrence, Fields, Lance, Mac, Wilson.
And I think that's kind of fair. Like,
that's what I had going in. Obviously, most of that is still a question mark, except we know Zach Wilson sucks, and Mac Jones is eh. Trevor Lawrence is going to be really good.
Yeah.
He's already good. Fields and Lance are completely up in the air. They could be, who knows?
I feel like Fields is going to be good. Okay.
Maybe, but he wasn't good this year.
We have to talk about this.
He made some good runs. He wasn't good.
I think he made good throws some games,
yeah.
And then other games was bad.
Absolutely. He had plenty of good throws, but he had a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
His last game of the year was the Lions. What did he do? 7 of 25?
Yeah.
That was his, yeah.
Threw
a pick to Aiden Hutchinson?
I think this kind of brings up the argument. So, you're the Bears. You have the first overall pick. Do you pick Bryce Young? And then Bryce Young, this is the thing that is irritating. You don't hear, we probably will later on, but I think Bryce Young, isn't he like 5'8"?
No.
Like 5'10"?
He's listed at 6.
There's no way he's 6 foot.
I would
say
he's probably more like 5'11",
5'10", 5', like, and
he's listed at 6, and he's like 185 pounds.
I think that's more of a knock than like...
Physical
hands.
Traits, like I'm saying, physical traits.
But it's like, I don't know. It's
weird. He was incredible in college, and he had team and individual success, but you think he should be knocked down because of his size. That's what I'm saying, physical traits.
But
that
then
matters.
It's like that production, though,
I wouldn't
at the
be
end
surprised.
Of the day.
I wouldn't be surprised if he falls down a board because of traits. That's how it works.
But then, like, at the end of the day, like, do traits really mean much if you're still
Absolutely.
Producing? Like Devontae
yes.
Smith.
Yes,
Devontae Smith's doing really well.
They absolutely mean something.
Like, I think it'll be interesting to see, but I don't know.
Look at Zach Wilson. He produced in college. He produced a ton in college. He didn't have the arm strength. He didn't have the accuracy.
Yeah,
he doesn't
but it
have
was
the
like,
IQ. And now he stinks.
The matter of production compared to, like, Bryce Young, where Bryce Young was playing against NFL players.
Look how much,
like,
Mac Jones produced.
Well, Mac Jones.
Mac produced at an elite level in college.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It just, I think traits matter more. Like, Anthony Richardson is probably going to be a first-round pick or a high second-rounder. He was not that great this year. And Florida was also not that great. But Anthony Richardson has the ceiling to be a top-five quarterback in the league. He has a ridiculous arm. He's huge, and he's ridiculously fast. Like, that's what teams want. And we're going to talk a lot about the draft before the draft happens,
yeah,
which I'm excited for because I'm a draft nerd. I'm going to be very high on Anthony Richardson. I can tell you that right now. Higher than most people. But anyway, to answer your question, if I'm the Bears, it really depends who's offering and what they're offering. Because, like, the Colts have pick 4.
Dude, the Colts, they're joking about, like, the Colts intentionally throwing that game so they could trade up for the first pick.
It genuinely wouldn't surprise
me.
But the Colts, Chris Ballard, has been very vocal that, like, he will move heaven and earth to get to one if he feels that Young or Stroud is their guy. So if you're the Bears, if you trade back to 4 from 1, realistically, you're probably looking at you pick up another first, you pick up another 2 or 3.
Second, yeah.
That's huge to move down 3 spots. So then QB goes 1. Pick 2 is the Texans. What do the Texans do after that? If they like both quarterbacks, they could take the other one.
I think they're taking Stroud.
Or they could trade down. Let's say they go Stroud. Let's say it goes Bryson Stroud. Pick 3. Who's pick 3? Cardinals.
Are the Cardinals?
I think they moved up
to
3.
Is it the... I thought it was the Lions for the longest time. But
no,
I think
they fell a little.
Yeah.
I think it's the Cardinals at 3. Cardinals, they go Will Anderson. They need help on the edge after J.J. Watt retired. They needed help before J.J. Watt retired. And then the Bears at 4 fall into Jalen Carter, who is the best player in the draft as of now, I think. So you have a chance to get Will Anderson or Jalen Carter at 4, who you should take at 1 anyway, and pick up extra picks. I think you got to trade down.
But you also have to put into effect, there's a reason why the Bears have been notoriously bad. And
there's,
like,
a lot of
the
reasons.
Texans have been notoriously bad. And that's just because bad decisions. Like, I mean, I kind of knocked you on, like, the Stingley thing last time. Like,
nah, he's nice.
I think Gardner should have been the clear pick there. But it's just a
Gardner definitely had a better
thing.
Year, but I don't think that Stingley was a bad pick. Stingley was good when he was on the field.
Right over Sauce right afterwards?
See,
I think it should have been Sauce first.
I agree with you that Sauce should have gone first, but Stingley was not a bad pick. Like, Stingley is a good player. But yeah, okay. Bad teams stay bad. That's kind of how it works.
Yep.
But I don't know. We've seen some teams get out of that. The Jags seem to be getting out of that.
I like the Bills, too.
I mean,
you pick a
they were never.
And then,
would you say they were poverty?
I don't know if they're.
When I say
like
bad
that
teams
bad.
Stay bad, I'm talking like Jets, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, Jaguars.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaguars are up.
We're going to get a lot into the draft. I'm going to do probably 15 mocks. If I can figure out how to work a TikTok, I'll make a bunch of draft TikToks.
Yeah.
It's I've already dove in a little bit to the prospects. I'm looking at receivers right now, trying to choose a wide receiver one between Quentin Johnson, JSN, Addison. After that, I'll probably go quarterbacks and then D-line. But, dude, I'm excited. This is honestly my favorite time of the year when it's playoffs and draft season. This is peak NFL. But bouncing back to college a little bit, there are some – I put my top 10. My top 10 for next
early.
Year, which is way too early.
Yeah.
Okay? There's still a lot that can change.
LSU, too.
No, this isn't in order.
Oh, I was like, what?
Not in order.
Okay, all I see is Georgia and then LSU. I'm like, dude.
Well, the first one's in order.
Yeah.
I think Georgia needs to be ranked at 1. They're starting a dynasty, and they're going to lose a lot of guys. But they lost a lot of guys last year. I believe in...
Dude, and their tight ends are absolutely stacked.
Yeah, they're going to have Bowers back. Oh, another great example of physical traits is Georgia's other tight end. He's not very good, but he could be incredible. He's 6'7", 270 at tight end.
Yeah.
He's going to be a first or second. Anyway.
But I feel like going for, like, intangibles leads you to whiff a ton. Like,
sure, yeah. But it also leads you to taking Patrick Mahomes at 10.
That's true.
Instead of Mitch, who had one good productive season, right?
Well, I don't even think that should have gone. I think it should have been, if I'm going to be honest, I didn't really hear much of Mahomes during that time. I think it should have been Deshaun, first quarterback. Like,
Mahomes is a great example of, like, he has it. It just wasn't all the way put together, especially team-wise.
Yeah.
Like, at Texas Tech stunk, and, I mean, coached by Cliff, what do you expect? Anyway, yeah, Georgia's a recruiting monster right now. They've won back-to-back. They're going to be an attractive destination. Kirby's awesome. Georgia should be well in the mix. I think LSU is in my preseason top 10. Daniels returns, which probably caused Kayshawn Boutte to leave, but it is what it is. And they have the best defender in the SEC in Harold Perkins, and that's not even close anymore now that Carter and Anderson are leaving. LSU's going to be in there. USC, they have Caleb Williams.
Yep.
That's all. Their offense is going to be great. Their defense is going to be shaky. It's a Lincoln Riley team. What do you expect? Florida State, they ended the year scorching hot. Jordan Travis is returning for one more year, and I think he's going to be a dark horse Heisman candidate and a guy who can be talked into the first round next year. Jordan Travis is electric. Michigan, Blake Corum, surprisingly, is returning. They added a ton of people through the portal. I think Harbaugh is going to stay, and they're going to be motivated after back-to-back first-round exits. Penn State loses Sean Clifford, but they got a five-star slot and right in at QB, and they got a two-headed backfield of two sophomores that are excellent together. They also had a great year this year, should be building on it. Ohio State, they got the best receiver in the country in Marvin Harrison, and they're going to have a QB battle for the first time in a while, but I think the winner of McCord and Brown will have some success. Alabama, pretty much just here because they're Alabama.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a long time where Alabama feels like they don't have the talent to be the best team in the country. I can't remember the last time that was the case, but Bryce Young covered up a lot of flaws on that team. They need to click, or they could get exposed this year. But
yeah.
They could also, who knows, Saban is a wizard. I put UW in here. I didn't think Penix was going to return, but now that he is, you watch out for UW. They ended the year super hot as well. They had the bowl win over Texas. Yeah, Penix, maybe a dark horse for Heisman, maybe. He'll have some games that'll put him in the mix. But, and then Tennessee, they're obviously losing Hooker and Hyatt, which sucks, but Joe Milton might be better than Hooker. Joe Milton is a great definition of physical traits. Like, his accuracy, not really there. But the dude, have you seen him play at all?
No.
Most effortless arm strength I've ever seen. He sits there and just flicks the ball and it goes 65 yards. And we saw that as they were able to beat Clemson in the Orange Bowl. So those are my 10 I'm watching going into the year. But who knows? Oregon could show up. That's all I can think of other than those 10, honestly, is Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shouldn't be as different as, like, this. And, I mean, I think top 10 might be a stretch. I think, like, top 15, top 20, like, you have Oregon State, you have Oklahoma State, you have...
Oregon State got DJ, too. It could be interesting.
I think Oregon State might be pretty good. They were pretty good last year.
South Carolina
beating Florida 40 to
what was that? Smoked them.
What was the thing that you said about, you know, if Florida played Oregon State, they would win by 100 points?
You know, at the time I thought that. Listen, they opened the year, Richardson looked good, they beat Utah. I'm like, okay, they're legit. And then they stunk.
That was like halfway through the season, though. Like, I was like, you know, Oregon State should be good. And then all of a sudden.
No, we said that after
October. It was like in October.
2 weeks in.
It was like October.
No.
And I was like, I don't know. I think Oregon State, I was like, you know, I think it would be a close game. I didn't expect a blowout. Like,
see, I did just the wrong way. Florida was not very good this year, man.
That was so fun when I saw that. Because I was like, receivers. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I man, get it. All right, I miss sometimes. I also hit sometimes. We all do. Okay.
Anyway. That was like a whiff.
On to the NFL.
Oh, really sad news.
Well, it's more good news or now.
Like, it was sad
obviously,
news, yeah.
While we were gone, DeMar Hamlin collapsed that on the field. That was crazy. Cardiac arrest. His heart stopped twice that night. The athletic trainers were able to literally save his life. He stayed in the hospital in Cincinnati for a while. He's now back in Buffalo, recovered, breathing on it. Not all the way recovered, but recovering, breathing on his own. And his GoFundMe is at nearly $9 million. I think this is going to... It seems like he's going to be okay. I don't know.
Do you think he would play? Like,
I've definitely not this year. But...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the doctors were saying that they think he has a good chance to be back to who he was before that game started, which would mean he could play. I don't know. I mean, I'm
but
not...
the mental toll, too.
Oh, yeah.
Of playing, that's yeah. the biggest issue. I yeah. think, like, any ACL tear, if you've talked about anyone about who's had an ACL tear or just a big injury, it's really hard to play again because you just don't trust your body anymore.
Well, and I feel like it's worse with this because yeah. an ACL tear, like, it's going to happen when you're planting, right? Like, you know, you kind
this
of...
This could happen any time.
Right. Like, that was such a routine play, and his heart stopped. So, I would imagine there's a huge mental block there. But all credit to him, man. Like, these professional athletes are, like, superhuman. Like, the fact that he's already this recovered so fast is crazy to me, but...
Just the roids. I'm just kidding.
good for him. Yeah.
I think, okay, I wouldn't be surprised if I see him play. If I was him, I would not play again.
Ever?
I don't think I would ever play again. I think it'd be too much of a mental toll and too much of a scare for my family at that point. But for him, he's a different breed than me.
It's what he loves
like,
to do.
He
you know?
Loves to do that, and that's the thing. Like, even Ryan Shazier, he tried to play after he was paralyzed on the field.
Right.
Like, those football players, they do it for a reason, and they absolutely love football.
I think that Hamlin's thing, again, not even close to a doctor, could be totally wrong. I think Hamlin has a better chance to recover to 100% than Shazier.
Yeah.
Shazier can still barely walk. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think he'll be able to play again physically. I think it is just about where his priorities lie at that point.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fault him either way. But yeah.
This seems like a Rocky or Creed type of yeah. thing where like significant injury and then it's like all of a sudden, you know. But oh well.
So with the last 2 weeks happening, the playoffs are set. The Chiefs get a bye in the AFC, Eagles in the NFC. In the AFC, the wild card matchups are Bills, Dolphins, Bengals, Ravens, Jaguars, Chargers. In the NFC, it's Niners, Seahawks, Vikings, Giants, and Bucks, Cowboys. Buccaneers sneak in under 500 because why not? Yeah.
Packers.
So we'll go through our predictions here and you can let us know what you think because we'll probably have some unpopular picks.
Yeah. I think we could go over the matchups first. For the wild card, at least, because our matchups are going to be different. So we could go, like, head-to-head.
So, Bills-Dolphins, we'll talk about first.
Yep.
Dolphins are coming in. Looks like they're going to be starting Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, Tua isn't cleared yet.
And I don't know if we need to say anything other than that.
Yeah.
The Dolphins have completely collapsed after they... I mean, it was after they lost to
I'm
Brock
surprised
Purdy.
They snuck in. You know. I thought, if I'm going to be honest, because they did not play a good game against the Jets.
No, they've won 11-6.
I thought the Steelers were actually going to make it.
It looked like it.
It was very close.
I
would have much preferred the Steelers in the playoffs if I'm being honest.
Steelers, Dolphins, Patriots, whoever made it. It was just a competition of who loses to Buffalo, if we're being honest here. With Skylar Thompson in, Tyreek Hill banged up, Mostert broke his thumb. I just don't think they have a chance, so I'm taking the Bills.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Bills too. I don't think there's really much explanation. I don't think there's any chance the Dolphins win.
I get there's, like, always a chance, but there's a couple games this week where it doesn't seem like there's a chance. Yeah, Speaking of, Bengals-Ravens, it doesn't look like Lamar's playing.
This is, yeah.
It does not look like he's going to play. He was hurt, like, 40 days ago now.
It's also...
And he's not back. It's got to be somewhat contract related, I think.
It's also very demoralizing to lose to a team that badly and then have to play them the exact same way next week.
Yeah, I mean, normally in those I don't even know what you do at quarterback. Huntley or Anthony Brown. I think it's got to be Huntley if he's all good to go. I just don't think it matters. I really don't.
Yeah,
the Bengals are they're on the second biggest win streak in the league. The Ravens are not. I just don't think that's going to be close.
Yeah, I think I would have to go Bengals here too. I mean, it's very hard to come over. Like, yeah, we lost by what? Wasn't it like 20 points? Like, it wasn't close.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't watch a whole lot of that game, if we're being
real. It was really bad, but yeah, I think Bengals there. I think two really easy picks there.
Yeah. This one's a little closer.
Yeah.
We got the Chargers and the Jaguars in Jacksonville. And I mean, I'm excited for this quarterback matchup. We got Herbert and Lawrence, two pretty awesome young quarterbacks. It's going to be in Jacksonville, and Jacksonville was electric for the game against the Titans last week. So I think it's going to be a great environment. I'm expecting a really good game out of this one. I'm going to give the edge to the Chargers. I think they're a more talented team. Of the two very good quarterbacks, I think they have the better quarterback. I really hope Mike Williams is full go. If not, that...
I think that kind of makes or breaks their whole playoff run, if I'm going to be honest. Mike Williams?
I don't know.
Losing a receiver that big,
But I'm going to lean Chargers. I'm going to go Chargers here, but I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. I think either this game or the Cowboys-Bucks game is going to be the best game of the week.
Really?
I think
Cowboys Bucks is going to be the worst game.
I think that one's going to be a good one.
I think it's going to be like 19 to 7 or something. That's going to be so boring.
I mean, it very may well be. I just think, I don't know, the Cowboys Bucks games tend to be interesting, I feel like.
The one this year stunk, didn't it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was...
Yeah, it was close, but it was bad.
Yeah, maybe. And then the year before, it was like 35-32 or something.
Yeah, that one was good.
So, I don't know. I think this one might be good, but I think... Chargers-Jaguars, you know, it's really hard because I want to put the Chargers all the way because they were my Super Bowl pick from the beginning of the year. So it's like, I don't know. I got to pick them over the Jags. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
My Super Bowl pick now is my preseason Super Bowl pick. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, well, we obviously know who your pick was. Like, I mean.
No, the matchup.
Oh, I was like, obviously you said the 49ers to win.
No,
like,
I had 49ers Bills, and I'm sticking with it till it doesn't happen, but it will happen. Anyway, 49ers versus Seahawks for the third time this year.
Niners.
I'm trying not to be, like, too confident.
Okay, I'm just saying, I was very confident the Packers are going to destroy the very... Not that great 49ers. But what happened was, you know, the very last seed.
Here's the difference.
Walked in Green Bay.
Here's the difference.
Geno didn't write him off. Don't write him off.
He's been terrible both games against us. Like, just dreadful. But
so you're writing him off?
Yes, I am.
He's not going to write back.
As an honest, lifelong Seahawks fan, I think we should extend Geno Smith for 5 years.
I still think it would have been a better game if the Packers would have made it, but...
Yeah, probably.
Oh well. But especially for the show, too.
Here's the big difference between this year and last year. The Seahawks are limping into the playoffs. They've been playing terrible for weeks. Their Linsanity run, I'm afraid to say, it's over, okay? Geno's not him anymore, all right? It lasted for a couple months. I'm going to look so bad if we lose. I'm going to look so bad.
You're not that guy. And then you just like
I'm gonna
puts
look
up three,
so bad if we lose.
300 points, 5 touchdowns.
But realistically, the Seahawks have looked really bad lately. And the 49ers are the hottest team in the NFL. Last year, the Niners were coming in hot. And the Seahawks are limping in. I think that's the big difference here. I'm going San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, I got to go San Francisco here. But,
this is a close one for me.
Yeah.
Vikings-Giants.
Well, this is interesting because the Giants lost off of game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
That was really close
last time.
It's going to
be in Minnesota. I'm going to give the edge to the Vikings. I'm excited for this game. I'm excited to see what Dable can do in the playoffs here. Daniel Jones has had a good year, a year good enough to where he might actually get extended somewhat long term, which is crazy to think about. They're just, the Giants on paper are not as talented. They just aren't. And I think that's going to prevail here, that as well as home field. So I'm going to give it to the Vikings.
You know how, like, everyone said that, like, Daniel Jones looked like Eli Manning and they're so similar? Imagine if he slides in and wins a Super Bowl over, like, Patrick Mahomes or, like, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
That would be ridiculous.
Oh, man.
That team
We're going to clip this when he wins the Super Bowl.
That team won because of their incredible defensive line. This D-line is not exactly that one, but...
Man.
Yeah, and then last game.
Well, I haven't picked yet. Oh. I'm gonna pick the Giants.
Oh, okay.
I think it's hard to beat the same team twice. If they're very evenly matched like this. I think they're pretty evenly matched, and I'm gonna pick the Giants. Brian Daboll. But yeah. All right.
Cowboys Bucks in Tampa. I mean, you always want to give Brady the benefit of the doubt, and it's home field advantage. I get that. They got a good defense. Their offense has been terrible, like just absolutely dreadful. I mean, Brady has been check down central all year.
It's been heavily reliant on Mike Williams. I think it's been very, very...
On Evans?
Mike Williams, or Mike Evans.
Godwin's been getting the ball more, honestly. Brady and Evans...
Did you see that touchdown that he had?
Well, yeah, last week, obviously, Evans went off, but it seems like their timing has been off this year. Leonard Fournette is fat and slow, and I just don't see it for them. I'm taking the Cowboys.
I don't know. I think Tom Brady, he has some wizardry. I could see him being a first round exit, but I'm not going to do it here. I'm picking the Bucks. I think it's they beat him earlier in the season too, and he's 6-0 against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know how much that actually matters.
The Packers were 1-3 against the...
Pretty sure he was undefeated against the Falcons until last week, too.
Playoff Brady's a different breed, so I think...
They better hope so, because he has not been good this year. I do not care what the stats say. He has not been good.
I think they could squeak a win there.
They could, but I think Dallas is going to turn it around. They're kind of fallen off the last few weeks, but I believe in them, unfortunately.
So you have Bills, Bengals, and Chiefs, Chargers.
Should we just do those next week?
Or no,
we got to get our... Yeah, we'll just keep going.
Yeah.
So
you have Bills, Bengals, Chiefs, Chargers. I have... Who do I have? What's my playoff thing? It says down below.
Oh, yeah.
So mine is...
Do you have the Bills, same Bengals, Chiefs?
Yeah. What about the... And I have 49ers, Bucks, and then Eagles, Giants.
I have Niners, Vikings, Cowboys, Eagles.
Okay, so...
So, Bills, Bengals, Chiefs, Chargers, we both have. I'm going Bills over Bengals. I think that they're the better team. I think this would probably be the game of the playoffs. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills and Josh Allen and them to continue their story here.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs over Chargers, this is what I keep going back and forth on, and I'm not entirely sure what I want to do. The Chiefs are the better team, but it just feels like the Chargers might catch them, you know? I'm going to go Chiefs, so I'll go Chiefs and Bills in the AFC Championship. In the NFC, I'm going to take the Niners over the Vikings. I think the Vikings are frauds. I don't think they're that good, and they're going to have to travel to San Francisco. I just don't see it.
Well, I had them as first round exit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the Giants are frauds too. And then here's my upset of the playoffs, I guess. Cowboys over Eagles in Philly. So I'm going to have the one seed being bounced in the first round here. I think the Cowboys take it. I know they barely beat him with Minshew, blah, 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 blah. It's a division game in the divisional round. Anything can happen. I'm going to take the Cowboys to walk in there and shock everybody. So I got...
Yeah.
Bills, Chiefs, AFC Championship, Niners, Cowboys, NFC Championship.
For me, so I have Bills, Bengals. I'm going to take the Bills too. I think I think it's really hard to, I don't know. I think this could go either way. I think it's very pretty evenly matched. But I don't want to count out the Bills. I think there's a food chain, you know, it's a weird or food circle where the Bills beat the Bengals beat the Chiefs, and the Chiefs always beat the Bills. You know, I think that's the circle. Beat the
Chiefs in Arrowhead this year.
What?
Didn't the Bills win on the road against the Chiefs this
year?
Yeah,
but against, like, in the playoffs for the, I think, last two seasons, the Chiefs have beat the Bills. And I think the Chiefs in, you know, playoff circle, the Chiefs play the Bills, the Chiefs are winning. The Bills play the Bengals are, or the Bills are winning. And if the Bengals play the Chiefs, the Bengals, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. There's a circle there. So I think with that, I think the Bills would win. And then here, I'm going to pick the Chiefs over the Chargers. I mean, I sure hope, because I actually hope that the Chargers are a first-round exit by the fact that I hope Staley's fired. I really hope he is. If they get Sean Payton, dude.
The offensive coordinator's their issue.
Dude, it's just... Staley and
Lombardi is the issue.
Both of them, they both need to be fired. If you get rid of Staley and you hire Sean Payton, Sean Payton's clearing house.
Even if you keep Staley and just get a new OC, it's a whole different team.
Yeah, I think so too. But for this case, I'm gonna pick the Chiefs over Chargers. And I always feel like the Chargers always have a chance, but last second they always like fall flat
pretty much
against the Chiefs. So I think that's gonna be the same here. For me, it's Bucks at 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers there. I mean, the Bucks kind of look really, really flat. I think they could squeak a win over the Cowboys, but 49ers, nope. So it's Giants at Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to destroy the Giants. I think it's Jalen Hurts. I think he has a really good playoff run. I think he'll have one. Okay. So then that, for me... For you, it's championship game is who?
We both have Chiefs, Bills. You have Eagles, Niners. I have Cowboys, Niners.
Okay.
I'm taking the Bills over the Chiefs, which I know historically the Chiefs would win, but I believe in the Bills. This game will also be neutral site. If this is the AFC Championship, it's a neutral site game, so no Arrowhead advantage for the Chiefs, which is huge. And I'm going to take the Bills here. I don't have a ton of reasoning because I think they're very evenly matched teams, but I think the Bills pull this one out. And then in the NFC, Dallas travels to San Francisco, and I believe in Dallas, don't get me wrong, but I don't believe in them enough to pick them over my team. I think San Francisco's the better team. Dak is having an interesting season, and I think that kind of run all over their defense that has not been as elite the last few weeks as it has been earlier. So I got Niners, Bills, Super Bowl.
Yep. So for me, I have Chiefs and Bills. I got to go with Mahomes. I think Mahomes is probably a better clutch quarterback than Allen. I think they're both really great. You know, probably the top two, I feel like, quarterbacks.
Probably.
Yet, I just think Mahomes just has that edge, and I think Mahomes going to win that game. And then it's Eagles or 49ers at Eagles. I can't put the 49ers in the Super Bowl. I just can't see it.
That seems a little personal.
I can't. Yeah, it is personal, and I will be fine with that. I'm putting the Eagles over the 49ers.
You got Chiefs Eagles?
Yeah, so I have Chiefs Eagles.
All right, I'm taking the Niners over the Bills. I think these are also probably two of the three best teams in the league with the Chiefs, and it's kind of a toss-up. And if I'm being honest here, in a toss-up, I'm not going to pick against my team.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I think the 49ers are the best roster top to bottom in the NFL, and I think that Purdy's legit. I don't think this is a flash in the pan. So I think Brock Purdy raises the Lombardi in Glendale.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, felt the exact same way last season.
You had that bum Rodgers. We got Purdy.
Yeah, you know, who needs that two-time MVP? We got, you know, Brock
Mr.
Purdy.
Mr. Relevant.
Yep. I just hope, you know, I hope that the 49ers are first round exit for my sake.
If we lose to the Seahawks in the first round, I will never watch football again. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Dude, I've been feeling that after I lost, and you know, after we lost to the 49ers last season. It was like a hangover. Like, I just never got over it. Like, yeah. You know, and man, but so it's Eagles, Chiefs. I got to pick the Chiefs. I mean, I really love Jalen Hurts. You don't get me wrong, but I just think the Chiefs. But
so we got Chiefs over Eagles and Niners over Bills.
Yep.
We have very different Super Bowls. It's perfect.
Man. Yeah, I don't know if we have enough time to go awards.
We can
probably
do that next week. Because they don't announce them for a few weeks anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I guess that's all the time we got.
Yep.
We got to make sure to get those playoff predictions on TikTok so we can get exposed when they're terrible and the Giants win the Super Bowl against the Jaguars or something.
I do have that clip where I said Danny Dimes is going to win the Super Bowl, so... Post what we want.
But yeah, we'll get our predictions up there, and you can argue with us in the comments because you'll disagree, of course.
Yep.
On behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for listening to the show. Make sure to follow all our socials at Sports and Stuff Show on everything except Twitter, which is SNS_show. Make sure to catch our episodes Wednesdays and Fridays on the University Pulse or on YouTube from 3 to 4 p.m. You can also listen to the show on podcasting platforms after we have finished recording. I guess that's all we got, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.